Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, guess what? First of all, in the background, that's Mr. George Duke, 500 Miles to Go, powerful. I love that song on opening up any type of event or any type of program. That is George Duke. He has gone on to be in the presence of God, but we thank God for his music. Mr. George Duke in the background, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, welcome to Power Connections. Hey, you may ask, what is Power Connections? Hey, that's where we bring in powerful people like Mr. Tyrone Smith, to talk about what's going on in his network, what's going on in his community, our community, ladies and gentlemen, all across the network, all across the globe. I want you to know that the that our network, ladies and gentlemen, the Power Connections to the MLT network is heard around the globe. United States, of course, United Kingdom, France, Canada, and South Korea. Can you believe it? We're also in South Korea. People listening over there in South Korea. So we thank you so much for all those joining us live, those listening later on. We appreciate you. We want you guys to push this out, push out this network, because we're going to have a great time with Mr. Smith as we talk about some things that's going on in the planet, ladies and gentlemen, as it relates to you. So we're so excited about you being with us today. Hey, that call-in number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. You can dial in right now, listen to that, or you can go to our website, ladies and gentlemen. Go to the website and hit blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, men, let's talk, talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men, let's talk, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we're going to go ahead and get started here, and we're just excited about everything that's going on. First of all, we give honor to God, too, ladies and gentlemen, for another day. Another opportunity to be alive, another opportunity to touch our family, to touch our lives, to touch our community, to touch others' lives, if you will, as well on top of that. So we're really excited about a new day on Power Connection. So welcome, welcome everybody to the opportunity to be with you today. So we're excited about that. And we're excited about what is going to happen today, too, as well, ladies and gentlemen. So Get ready. We're getting ready to get started. And we thank you so much for your time today. Powerful, powerful. Well, great. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I want to go ahead and bring on Brother Tyrone, because he is a busy man like everybody else. But I want you guys to put your hands together as I open up the mic for Mr. Tyrone Smith. Mr. Smith, welcome to Power Connections, my friend. Welcome, welcome. Yeah. How you doing, man? How you doing, bro?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, and thank you for that warm welcome.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But life is good, you know?
Yes, it is, man. It's all about that attitude, Mr. Smith. It's all about the attitude. You got to wake up with a good attitude and make it happen. Yes, sir.
Hey, you got that right. You know, what's the old adage, Kevin? It says it's your attitude, not your aptitude, that will always determine your altitude.
Absolutely, my friend. It works every time, man. It's all about the attitude, ladies and gentlemen. 90% of life is attitude. 10%, ladies and gentlemen, is the rest of life. So we're excited about that. There's nothing you can't do, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, Brother Tyrone, we teach that all the time, right? There's nothing you can't do. Really, there's nothing that can stop you with the right attitude, ladies and gentlemen. You got folks going to the Mars. You think they're worried about bad attitude? I don't think so. They already got stuff on Mars, rovers and stuff going on, you know? And you think they were worried about negative and not getting there? They got there. And that's something that's pretty powerful when you think about it. So when you think about how precise they got to be, all these brilliant people on the planet that make stuff happen, you talk about light years from here. It takes years, right? What, maybe 10 years to get to a planet? And they land stuff right on the point, right on point. It's amazing. It's amazing. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's get started. We're talking to Mr. Tyrone Smith on Power Connections Radio. We're talking about things and as it relates to the W Network. Brother Smith, we want you to, first of all, let everybody know a little bit about you, bro. Give a little background on who you are, man. And then we'll go ahead and get started, my friend. I love it.
Sure, absolutely. I'm actually was born in West Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And as a teenager, my family migrated to Greensboro, North Carolina. I finished high school there and furthered my college education at North Carolina A&T State University, Aggie
awesome.
Pride Worldwide.
Yes,
sir. And upon graduating, when I was in college, I had thought about going further in my education, going to law school, but I decided to get into the financial service arena. So I'm fully licensed in life and health, property and casualty, and I'm also a real estate professional. So that's what I've been doing professionally all of my professional career. And back in 1994, God gave me a vision to start an organization called the Watchful Network.
Yeah.
And it's a full membership organization that's really designed to perpetuate more business networking in the Black community.
Yeah.
It's estimated that within the African-American community, our disposable income is probably a little over $1 trillion now on an annual basis.
Yeah.
However, we're spending a small percentage of it back into the community. So rather than to preach that in a negative, I use the organization as a platform, as a positive to see how we can, you know, educate, you know, our community in terms of the importance of giving back, you know, to Black businesses. Other cultures circulate their dollars a multitude of times before it leaves.
Yeah.
But some economists and experts say that within the Black community, our money leaves 25 minutes or so after we get paid.
Wow.
So that's economically, it's virtually impossible to build an economic base in your community when you're doing that.
Yep. Yep. Amen, man. Powerful, man. Powerful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with my special guest today, Mr. Tyrone Smith. He's a founder and president, ladies and gentlemen, of the W Network. We'll be talking more about that. You know, Brother Smith, one thing I love to give our guests is some opening thoughts on what's going on today. You know, lots going on, and I just want to give your opening thoughts, anything you'd like to say to the network before we get started on talking about the network, the W Network as well. Any thoughts on what's going on? A lot going on. But what's your thoughts? You would would share today?
Yeah, that's a good point. Change. One thing I realize in life is change is inevitable.
Yeah.
But whatever you focus on, be it positive or negative, you become.
Yeah.
So as long as we hold tight and keep God in the center of our being, we will always know that we will be okay, because God forces more than the world against us. So just perpetuate, you know, how you can use yourself as a vessel and as an asset to make the world a better place. But there are always going to be change.
Absolutely, man. Oh, yeah, we better pay attention, folks. That's all I'm saying. Pay attention, because we don't want to get you, once you be swallowed up and change. You know, we want you to be prepared for change. Brother Smith, that's what we want people to do. That's what you're all about, is making sure we're prepared. How about this? The one I like is to be able to anticipate change, too, in some areas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We should be able to anticipate certain things, ladies and gentlemen, and not be caught off guard. And that's what we're all about, is being prepared as well, ladies and gentlemen. Not to say we can be prepared for everything, but some things we can kind of anticipate if we have control, specifically in our home and even in our workplace, ladies and gentlemen, business and so forth as well. Some things we can make sure we direct in the right area, as I say, you know, as well. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Mr. Tyrone Smith, ladies and gentlemen, founder and president of the W Network, and we're just excited about that. Well, let's dive right in, Brother Tyrone. Let's talk about the wonderful network that the Lord has given you, man. Let's talk about the history, the purpose, and the mission of the W Network. Let's talk a little bit more detail there, what you guys are all about, my friend.
Sure, absolutely. Back in 1994, when I started the network, the mission is, again, we were founded in 1994 through the determination of a group of African-American entrepreneurs to build an alliance amongst African-American business owners in the community through networking. It is estimated now that our disposable income is over $1 trillion.
Yeah.
However, unfortunately, we're spending less than 10% of our economic wealth back into our community. The problem with us is not racism. Of course, everybody know that racism exists.
Yes.
But that's not our problem in as much as lack of unity and economic empowerment. We believe that through cultural unity and economic empowerment, empowered by our faith, would be the only force that will free us.
Mm-hmm.
And we use the network as a platform to give back to the community. We, in the past, we've hosted business expos in celebration of Black History Month. On a quarterly basis, we do dinner and learn networking events. We have think tank meetings where we encourage, you know, other organizations to come out so we can sit down and have an open discussion.
Yeah.
Sometimes, unfortunately, some businesses think they're the panacea for everything, but you're not. It's important for us to work collectively in a lot of environments. And some environments you do work in, you know, independently. But, you know, we're at the end of the day, we're only as strong as our weakest link.
Yeah.
And our organization is a free membership organization. And, you know, when I got the vision for the network, it's to be used to give back. And there's no cost for it. Because typically, you know, if we host an event, we're going to go out and, you know, reach out to corporate sponsors. You know, it's interesting. The Watchful Network was founded in Greensboro, North Carolina. We do have a chapter in Atlanta now. I've been in Atlanta, Georgia now for about 5 years. But going back to the origin of it, you know, me originally being from Philadelphia, you know, it's, you know, I was carrying groceries, you know, I was 10 years old to make money. So, you know, I go to the grocery store, see a lady with two bags of groceries. Hey, ma'am, do you need some help? So I always kind of had that little hustle about me in a positive way.
Yeah.
So when I first reached out, you know, to the community about the network and what we were doing, we didn't get resistance, but at first there wasn't a lot of interest. But God told me, he said, hey, a lot of businesses, when I started doing research on other minority organizations that folded, what happened to them, they relied on philanthropy to survive. So I did it backwards. We went grassroots. Mm-hmm. And we went grassroots to earn our money because later on, of course, the corporate sponsors came and gave us money. Mm-hmm. But whether we had that money or not, we were determined to succeed.
Yeah.
Because we knew how to raise our own money. So I think whether you start your own business or whether, you know, you start a business network and organization,
mm-hmm.
you know, do the hard stuff first.
Yeah.
So that you can build a strong foundation to survive.
Yeah. Powerful, man. Powerful. Absolutely. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Mr. Tyrone Smith, ladies and gentlemen, of the W Network, and we're excited about him being with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about you being with us, those listening live and those listening later on as well. You know, Brother Smith talked about a couple of things. You know, Brother Smith, one thing we got to stop doing, I have to say just in general, okay, just in general, we need to stop using crutches, if you will. For example, you mentioned it's not always racism, okay? It's sometimes it's just not being prepared in some care areas, okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, please, we have to be prepared. As we talk about business, that's what I'm talking about. Nobody can stop me. Nobody can stop us, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody's really out there stopping us. Now, I'm not saying that doesn't exist around the globe. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, in general, nobody can stop me, Brother Tyrone, from starting a business if I start it correctly. Nobody can stop me from going to a W Network event. You know what I'm saying? Really, nobody's going to stop you from doing that. And then when I call it racism, that type of thing. It's really up to me to make those decisions on where I'm going to do, who I'm going to network with, who I'm going to be with as well. And again, don't get me wrong. I understand racism exists. I'm just saying when you have the right attitude, information and tenacity to win, Brother Smith, is most likely you're going to win in that area. No matter what, they're going to have to give you that loan. They're going to have to give you that office space, you know, give you that new business location, providing you got everything in order, right? And that type of thing. That's what I mean by that. Does that make some sense, Mr. Smith? I just want to make sure people understand that a little bit. It's about getting things done.
It does, Kevin. It makes all of the sense in the world. And I like to share two nuggets. You know, when I was raising money for the Watchful Network, because when we were for the Business Expo, now we would host a Business Expo in celebration of Black History Month in North Carolina when we first started, but not a Black Business Expo because a lot of other cultures use it as an excuse. Well, you say it's a Black Business Expo, but so I don't feel like I'm welcome. So it was just a play on words. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
So typically, the great thing about it was that we attracted various cultures because it's important for us to have a professional platform where we can invite others out so they can learn about our history. What better method is for us to host an event teaching others about who we are? I mean, I never see a zebra going into a lion's den telling a lion how to be a lion.
That's right.
It's just not going to happen. So it's important for us to set up platforms in a positive way to make that happen. So anyway, one day I saw a dear friend of mine who was a Caucasian gentleman, and we were just having a discussion. So I asked him a question. I said, "May I ask you something off the record?" He said, "Sure, Tyrone." I said, "Why is it that you don't support Black businesses?"
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Tyrone, you really want to know the reason why?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Can I talk to you off the record?" I said, "Of course. This is just between me and you."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I don't have to."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Why do you say that?" He said, "No disrespect, Tyrone." He said, "Whether I put a dime back into your community, I still have to get your money every month."
Wow.
"Or your culture still shops at my stores." Now, other cultures that I can't penetrate so easily, then from a marketing perspective, I have to figure out a way to tap into their community.
Yeah.
So it's nothing personal. It's just business. It's
a
business application model that I'm using. And you know, I'm saying to myself, emotionally, I could get upset about it, but from a business perspective,
Exactly.
And then another nugget that I like to share with your audience is when I was living in California, there was a Jewish guy who lived in Bel Air, probably about a $30 million estate. And unfortunately, his son had died of leukemia. So, of course, being there for his homegoing celebration, you know, people was offering their condolences and everything. And I did, too. But once I had a chance to kind of temporarily navigate away from, you know, that type of energy, I asked him, I said, sir, what kind of business do you do? Mm-hmm. He said, well, Tyrone, he said, I'm a lawyer by trade.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but I actually own 100 companies.
Mm-hmm.
So my response to that is, sir, how could you possibly own 100 companies when the average person is trying to figure out how to run one?
Yeah.
He said, Tyrone, I hang around people that are smarter than me. And he said, I have a network.
Yeah.
I have a small network, and every person that's connected to my network understands two things. One, they understand that they have to be bring something to the table.
Yeah.
And number two, they have to be committed to helping one another. And I said to myself, that's a simple concept for, you know, great success long term, you know. And going back to what you were saying and what we were talking about, that's all it takes. We have to think positive and know nobody can stop us but ourselves. We just have to get out of our way and stop having the attitude that we're going to fail. Because if you think you're going to fail consciously, subconsciously is going to be your genie to make sure that that's a foregone conclusion. That will become your reality because thoughts are things.
Yeah, that's powerful, man, powerful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Mr. Tyrone Smith on Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen. We're excited about you guys being with us today, and we're always excited about what our guests are saying here. This is Mr. Tyrone Smith on Power Connections, guys. I love it. I love it. Hey, Mr. Smith, you know, one thing we got to talk about, I want to get your thoughts about this, you know, we can have a whole show on this one, is the mindset. Can you talk about mindset, please, a little bit? It's so important that we got to have an awesome mindset. We got to have a mindset that's going to give results, not just talking all the time and not getting anything done. But can you talk a little bit about mindset? Because I'm finding out, Mr. Smith, before we even consult or get people ready to move forward, I got to know where your mind is first. Can you help us out a little bit?
It really goes back to what you said earlier, your attitude. Again, it's your attitude, not your aptitude, that will determine how far you go in life.
Yeah.
And I think our life is constantly under construction.
Yeah.
Now, all of us that's on the planet, we have been blessed with 24 hours. What we do at that time will determine what our success or failure is going to be.
Yep.
So I think we just have to consistently work on ourselves. Or if you're starting, if you want to start a business or start an organization, reach out to, you know, get you some mentors. Get you some books. And with books now, I mean, with technology being what it is now, you could just go online now. You can go on YouTube.
Absolutely.
You know, you can Google. You know, positive information. So it's important that, you know, you do the work, because a lot of times, you know, what they say, excuses are tools of the incompetent that build monuments to nowhere. For those of them who don't succeed, you know, they just don't put in the work to make it manifest. So just get off the negativity and be positive, you know.
Absolutely, Brother Smith. I love that. Matter of fact, Brother Smith, I always think about, you know, way God set up things on the planet. You know, he did his part, right? He created the universe. And I love thinking about, you know, wouldn't you love to be there watching him do some of this stuff, man, just creating stuff, you know? And then he sits back when he's finished with everything. He sits back and says, this is good, you know? And God just thanked himself for doing a great job, you know? But the point is here, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to take action. We've got to be able to know that there's nothing you can't do. And God has given you really everything. And the biggest thing I got excited about, I said, why didn't, you know, I would have thought that God would have gave Adam and Eve, Brother Smith, maybe some angels, right, to get some stuff done. But he didn't give them no angels to get stuff done. I mean, he told them to go to work, basically. So, you know, go to work and take care of the planet the way I give you the instructions for. And that's the thing we got to do, folks. We got to go to work. We've got to read. You've got to be part of networks like the W Network, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to engage. You've got to be networking. You've got to listen and learn. Like Brother Tyrone was talking about, ladies and gentlemen, you could take a trip and say it take you 5 hours, 6 hours. You could be listening to a, you could read a whole book audio-wise, audiobook, while you're driving, if that's what it takes. So the point is you can turn your car into a university, folks. You can read a book, you know, on your vacation time, whatever you got to do. The key, Mr. Smith talked about, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections is the fact you've got to be growing. That's the key, Brother Smith, that we got to encourage people to continue to grow, continue to listen, to learn from people like Mr. Smith and others in the network, ladies and gentlemen. You can learn from everybody. As you know, Brother Smith, you can learn from your own babies, you know, your own grandchildren, you know, and great-grandchildren, whatever, you know, you have in your family. But you can learn from even a baby, ladies and gentlemen, just by observing sometime. And that's what it's all about. Hey, this is our Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mr. Tyrone Smith. He is the founder and president of the W Network.
Yeah.
And Kevin, another thing, Kevin.
Yeah, brother.
When we're reading all the books, we got to stay in the Bible, you know, because in the good book,
yeah,
it says we're subduers of the earth. We're supposed to go out and be conquerors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
yeah,
we have to realize that failure,
mm-hmm,
is a prerequisite to success.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are afraid to step out there on faith because they want it to be perfect the first time. But when you study the success of people that have made it, many,
yeah,
of them, you know, have failed multitude of times.
Yeah.
In,
yeah,
fact, Les Brown says,
yeah,
you know, it's important for you to go from failure to failure without losing any enthusiasm.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's just,
yeah,
the reality of it. And,
yeah,
you got, you have to continue to work on yourself. When, as I mentioned to you earlier, I was born in West Philadelphia, and we moved to North Carolina, so that was an entire culture shock for me. I mean, in Philadelphia, when I was living up there, you didn't even look at people. If I was on the L, you know,
wow,
on the bus,
wow,
you never have eye-to-eye contact with anyone, because if,
wow,
you do, it's considered a grit,
wow,
and it's,
wow,
an invasion of their privacy, and you might get yourself into a fight, right?
Wow.
So when I went to North, when we moved to North Carolina and I decided to get into the financial service business, I,
yeah,
knew I had to work on that, because I'm like, Tyrone, you can't have that attitude,
yeah,
down,
yeah,
here, because people, yeah, in the South are much more courteous. And,
yeah,
if you don't look at them, you don't have the eye-to-eye contact, it's,
yeah,
not considered a grit. They're thinking that you're hiding something. So,
exactly,
I had to work on myself. So I said, what could I do? I took,
yeah,
a Toastmasters class.
Yeah.
And learn the science of public speaking.
So
it's out there. So whatever you need to work on, it's,
mm-hmm,
out there, like you were saying, either on YouTube, you,
yeah,
know, the internet,
no
even
excuse,
going to the library. You can get free books from the public library.
No excuse.
So there's really no excuse. There's no excuse.
None.
So we
none
have to stop
all
coming,
that's
up with,
right,
excuses and work on ourselves. And one other thing I like to mention,
yeah,
is learning the art of self-esteem, because,
yeah,
you have to have confidence in yourself, and instead of looking at this person and saying, hey, they drive,
yeah,
the nice car, they have the successful business, you,
yeah,
know, they're living in a big house, or they got this, you know, nice plush office.
Yeah.
They went through blood, sweat, and tears,
mm-hmm,
if,
mm-hmm,
you start vetting out what they did, you know,
yeah,
so – the way,
yeah,
I look at it, if another man can do it, so can I, if I,
absolutely,
put in the time and effort.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it right there from Mr. Tyrone Smith, ladies and gentlemen, founder and president of the W Network, ladies and gentlemen, one of the most powerful networks on the planet. He mentioned some key things, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, the creator God. You know, one thing too, Brother Smith, I got excited about, you know, I know some people don't believe there's a God and a creator. That's okay. We love you anyway. That's all right. The fact is that we're talking about facts. We're talking about what is results. What's results? There's no way, when you look at the earth, when you look at the planet, when you look at the universe, you know, we got the Hubble out there looking at the universe and time and so forth. There's no way that nobody could have not done that. Somebody had to do it. That's my point. Somebody with the intelligence of God, which he has and who he is and all he is, has put this together. That's our belief, ladies and gentlemen. We believe there is a creator God. No doubt about it. The point is, this didn't just happen, folks. You got to understand there's something greater than you, person greater than you, that put the planet together. And look at just all the ecosystems, Brother Smith. I'll just think about just how things work together. You know what I'm saying? You know, from the grass to the sky and, you know, all kind of things. We got bugs, we got plants, we got animals, you know, all that stuff is doing what they do for the planet and for the pleasure, in some cases, most cases, for the pleasure of man, if you will, as God put together. So, you know, we got to give God credit, ladies and gentlemen. We got to give God credit for who he is. And matter of fact, Brother Smith, and I can tell this to everybody on the planet because I am not ashamed of that, but months ago, the Lord said, just get excited about who I am. And I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get excited about God, you know, and he'll begin to download and give you information that you cannot refuse, ladies and gentlemen, because he wants the best for you. You know, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about things on Power Connections with Brother Smith, he talked about the process. There is a process, folks. And also, too, Brother Smith, I think failure, when I thought more about this, I want to get your thoughts about this. I think failure is overrated. And the reason why, and I fell into this category because it makes you lazy not to do stuff. Now, failure, ladies and gentlemen, is not failure if you don't know what to do. I mean, it's like going to, you know, getting certified. There's no way, Brother Smith, that I'm going to go into a test, the bar, taking the bar for being a lawyer without studying. You know what I'm saying? Nobody goes into the bar and just starts taking the test. You know what I'm saying? So now you can improve, you know, what you are trained and all that good stuff. And then you take the test and you may miss a few things. That's okay. That's not failure. I just think it's another area for improvement. So I think failure, Brother Smith, is overrated. People use it as a crutch. And I'm asking you, have you even tried it? How many times have we asked that, Brother Smith, to people? Have you even tried going to the meeting? And they say no. And say, well, how can you think you failed or not understand what's going on, Brother Smith? I really think we need to rethink that word failure, because until you tried and learned the process, how can you fail if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing? And I think a lot of us fall into that trap of getting stuck, of not doing anything. Your thoughts about that, Brother Todd? I think failure is overrated, Brother Smith. People got to, first of all, learn. They got to engage. They got to say, I want to know how this thing works. You know, tear the thing down and fix it back up and then learn some more. What do you think about that, Brother Tyrone? I think failure gets people
crushed. Absolutely right. I think many times it's the ego excuse for doing nothing.
Yeah,
because a person can maybe sit at home and be engulfed with watching sports or watching the news, and then somebody asks them a question, and now they have the answer for everything, but they really didn't do anything.
Exactly.
So they're only cheating themselves.
Yeah.
And if a person, you know, sometimes people, you know, give, you know, credit to, take that guy, Elon Musk, with all this technology, right?
Right.
And they're saying how brilliant he is. But he is just a microcosm of what God has created. You know what I mean? Because with all due respect, Elon Musk has done great things, but he didn't create anything. He made something from those things in which was already created.
When you're able to create
something out of nothing, in which God does, that's a creator. Anything outside of that is something that a person makes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
you know, and God just sits back and allows us to exist because of his grace, his love for us.
Because
a person can be an atheist or whatever, but at the end of the day, it doesn't escape the fact that God is in every fiber of your being, every breath that you breathe, he's present.
Absolutely.
So these are the things that people have to go back to. Pull out that book and understand, you know, don't get caught up in the carnality of life, because according to my interpretation of the book, the wisdom of this world is foolishness.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's so much. They're still finding stuff on this planet.
Yeah.
Still finding stuff. on this planet, let alone, you know, out in the universe. So, yeah, powerful.
And you know what's interesting, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
The other day, man, I was looking at a gnat.
Yeah.
And a gnat is almost microscopic. You can barely see it, but it's got wings to fly. And
yes,
I'm thinking about internally, that means that little gnat has a heart.
Yeah.
It has lungs. It breathes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just to have the wisdom to be able to create something like that, you know, it's something special. So we just have to go back to the basics, man, you know, and a person just have to work on themselves. Like I said, you know, the body and the mind is constantly under construction.
Amen. I love it, man. I tell you, we got to give credit where credit is due. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about God, the creator. Brother Smith laid it out. Ladies and gentlemen, we respect everybody. Don't get me wrong, folks. I do respect you, but we're just talking about the facts of life here. We're just talking about what I see and what I look at and what I understand. I know there is a God, ladies and gentlemen, that put this together for us, because there's no way. You know, matter of fact, we always talk about the Big Bang, right, Brother Smith? I said, well, somebody had to light the match, right, or start the process. So I don't know how he did it, but wherever he did it, it's fine with me. The point is that he did it, folks. He could have breathed. He could have just spoke the word and all this stuff happened. He created stuff. It's just amazing when you think about the awesomeness of who God is. Let's give him a round of applause right now, Brother Tyrone. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for who he is right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is the power. This is power connection, man. All power comes from him. Matter of fact, I was thinking about my little wonderful life here, Brother Smith. You know, there's no way I wouldn't. You know, I didn't know I was gonna come to the planet, right? I didn't know through my parents and through their parents and through their parents and through their parents. I didn't know. I didn't even have nothing to do with that. Nothing. I have nothing to do with when I'm leaving either. So you come on, people. You gotta understand that there is a God that loves you. He wants you to thrive. He wants you to enjoy this planet. He wants you to dominate, if you will, this planet as he has ordained us to do, and to take care of it as well, but also to help others grow on top of that. So, hey, this is what we're all about on Power Connections. We're talking to Mr. Tyrone Smith about the W Network, one of the best networking programs on the planet and organizations on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Brother Smith, we got to do a pause for the cause. You got to tell people how to get in touch with you concerning the W Network, man. How can folks get in touch with you guys, man?
Okay, I'm going to be contacted. Watchman Network's number is area code 336-410-1896. Again, that number is 336-410-1896.
Yes, sir.
Or you can send me an email at watchfulnetwork@gmail.com.
Amen. I love it, man. Thank you so much for that. And we'll probably do that one more time before we leave today. We'll take about a few more minutes here. We'll go to about 11:15, Brother Smith, to get things rolling here as well. But Brother Smith, also, too, I got to mention, too, I asked you about the next event, specifically in the Metro Atlanta area or any area of else. But I understand we got another event coming up soon. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, I'm extremely excited. You know, we were on a consistent basis until COVID hit.
Yeah.
We were doing our quarterly networking events for business owners and people that are in the entertainment business.
Yes, sir.
But I'm glad to announce that we are going to be hosting our event on September the 28th,
awesome.
2022 at Copeland.
Yeah,
and if anyone's interested, you know, they can send me an email, and because there's no cost for it.
Yeah, powerful. Yeah, be looking out for that, guys. We'll be getting more information about that as we get closer to the event. So we'll be pushing that out on the network too, Brother Smith. So I can't wait to be able to share that with everybody, those in the Metro Atlanta area. Matter of fact, I don't care if you're in the tri-state area. You can drive in from I-20. I-85, 285, you know, whatever it takes to get there, folks. I highly recommend you come and network with Brothers Tyrone and the team, as well as we talk about the W Network, ladies and gentlemen, located in Atlanta, Georgia, with Mr. Smith and his wonderful, wonderful family. Great. Hey, Brother Smith, I want to give you some final thoughts there, some takeaways, what you want us to do, anything you want to say, man, as we wrap this wonderful time up with you on Power Connections. Your final thoughts, my friend.
Yes, sir. A couple of things. One, always step out of your comfort zone. Some people are afraid of the unknown. They said what fear is false evidence appearing real. So whatever fears you have in life, just meet them head on, and you will come to the reality that it's just an illusion anyway. So always work on yourself. You can always better yourself. When I get up in the mornings, and what I'm suggesting to, you know, your audience isn't something that I don't do on a daily basis myself. So when I get up in the morning, I say, first of all, give thanks for another day.
Yeah.
And just ask for wisdom to take advantage of this day, because once this day is gone, you're not getting it back.
That's right.
You're not getting it back. And networking is important because it's not who you – it's not what you know a lot of times. It's who you know. Mm-hmm. So it's important to always put yourself in an environment where, you know, you can meet people to help empower your business.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, those are the type of things that, you know, I would like to share. And in life, there's always going to be stumbling blocks.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
hey, it could have been worse.
Exactly. That's part of the journey, Brother Smith. I'm finding out. Yeah. I'm finding this out. It's part of the journey. It's toughness. The toughness side is, it's like, you know, we always talk about the diamond, right, and how a diamond is formed under pressure in order to get to where it has to be at. And that pressure is life sometimes for us folks. And it's not always negative, right? Always negative, because pressure will toughen you up, Brother Smith. It'll get you fired up. It'll get you also get you resolute in what you really believe, right? How about test your faith a little bit and see if you really believe this? It will toughen you up so you can win, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about. I love it. I love it. Powerful, powerful.
And Hannibal once said, if you can find a way, go make one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That is,
you know, and one of the things that you touched upon earlier is one thing is inevitable is change.
Yes.
So whatever we got going on with in the world right now, you know, it's life changing.
Yes, sir.
So we can't get caught up in being depressed about it.
Right.
Just find an avenue where you can be an asset to change, not a liability. Because if you're a liability, you're going to be a liability to yourself, and you're going to be a liability to others. And now you're going to become toxic.
Yep. Powerful, man.
And you can change that in a twinkling of an eye by just changing your thoughts. Everything's based on what you're thinking.
Yes, it is. That's powerful, Brother Smith. I love that, man, what you're saying there. You know, Brother Smith, bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, I had to develop this, okay, over time. And I'm just getting to a point where, you know, it's like, remember Brother Smith, our grandparents and some of our those who've gone on before us. I mean, they were fearless, man. They didn't take no mess. They didn't take nothing that was against the Lord, you know, that type of thing. They were basically fearless in a lot of areas, you know, whether it was just living day to day or in the Word of God. They were fearless. They were resolute. They understood the Word. But I want to encourage you guys to be fearless, guys. You got to be fearless today. You got to know there's nothing you can't do. The only person that can stop you is you. I'm going to have to say this. God don't even stop you. The Lord don't even stop you, folks, from doing good or good evil. You have the power to do what you need to do, okay? We're talking about God Almighty. And people be putting too much emphasis on the devil, on the enemy, Brother Smith. He ain't that powerful. He ain't even in charge, folks. You got to understand the blood of Jesus Christ for those who believe, and even for those who don't believe, because God puts stuff on the believer and the unbeliever. He has mercy on believer and unbeliever. Ladies, you got to understand that. And we want you to understand that there's nothing you can't do. And we know people that don't even believe in God, and they're multimillionaires. So that tells you something right there, that the blessings still flow even for an unbeliever that handles and does things correctly, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about those who do things in order and helping people and making money the right way, not the evil way. We're talking about using people and so forth as well. But anyway, we're talking about the folks. We want you to be fearless today. You know, Brother Tyrone, one thing I got to ask you too, I want you to just talk to our young people. I want to take a few more minutes to talk to our young people to do it as well. Any thoughts to our young people out there that we need to help those in the younger generation?
Yes, I would have to say that always remember that God loves you.
Yeah, man.
And that you were born.
Yeah, for purpose.
A purpose.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Exactly for your purposes, you know? Because
yeah.
When I was growing up as a child, you know, in the streets of Philadelphia,
yeah, man.
I'm talking about violence.
Yeah.
You know, it
yeah.
was rough, right?
Yes,
so one
sir.
Day, because I was always growing up, you know, in the city, I was an outdoorsman. So, I mean, I would always hang around, you know,
yeah.
my friends. And sometimes, you know, that peer pressure can actually steer you in the wrong direction. So
that's
I like
right.
to share this nugget with your audience, especially, you know, reaching out to the youth.
Yes,
when I was growing up, one day I asked my mother, I'm like, Mommy, can I ask you a question? She said, sure, son, you can ask me anything.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if a person wanted you to do something
mm-hmm.
and you really didn't want to do it, would you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, her response to my question was, son, in life, you have two types of people.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you have your leaders and you have your followers. She
mm-hmm.
said, are you a leader or are you a follower?
Sure.
You know, I thought about that question. I said, I'm a leader. She said, well, you know, son, I didn't have to answer your question. You answered your question yourself. And from that day forward, even up to this day,
yeah.
if I don't want to do it, I'm not going to
yeah.
do it. So that's what
right.
I reach out, like to say to the youth, don't fall to the peer pressure.
Yeah.
Do it because you want to do it, because you want to be held accountable
yeah.
for whatever you do.
Yeah, oh, I love it. Powerful. Powerful, Brother Smith. Moms, our moms are brilliant. Thank our moms right now. We just thank our moms right now for the wisdom that they've given us over the years, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much for that. That is so powerful. And you guys are right. Brother Tyrone is right. I want you guys, as a matter of fact, I think it was Napoleon Hill. I think it was Brother Smith. The question was asked, what is wrong with man today? That means man and woman. He said, people just don't think. That's what you got to do, folks. Young people, you got to think. Think before you act, okay? Think before you start doing stuff because somebody else said it. We want you to think. In most cases, you're going to make the right decision if you think about it. In some cases, Brother Tyrone, people are reacting. And then you say you're sorry. It's kind of late after you hurt somebody, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of late. Why didn't you think about this before you did it, you know? So we want you to think, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to think before you do something that can change your life. It's amazing, Brother Tyrone. You could be living for 60 years, and in 1 second, because you didn't think about it, your whole life has changed. It's amazing how fast that can happen if you do something against the system, ladies and gentlemen, that's not conducive with our society, ladies and gentlemen. So please, we want you to think, young people, think. And if you need some help on mentorship, you know, give us a holler. We'll be glad to get you some mentors, listen to you confidentially, whatever it takes. But Brother Tyrone, we got to be able to engage our young people to just think about their wonderful lives, because they got so much ahead of them that they can be and that it can also contribute to our society. So thank you so much for the wisdom from our mothers, man, that helped us get to where we are today. Matter of fact, let's give our moms a round of applause and our pops and our dads too as well. Yeah, I love it.
One other thing I'd like to share
yeah.
with you, if it's okay, you know, when I was living in North Carolina, I was very active in the community, and if you ever host
yeah.
anything for kids, just let me
yeah.
know. I'd definitely love to get back to the community. But
yeah.
anyway, one particular day I was invited to go out to Dudley High School, is historically
yeah.
black high school, right? I mean, a lot of professional athletes come out of that school.
Yes,
so a dear friend of mine that, you know, because in my spare time, I'm a model and an actor, right? So in my spare
yes.
times, I was invited to come talk to her business class.
Yeah, yeah.
So right before I went into the class, she
mm-hmm.
prepared me. She said, Tyrone, I just want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a dear friend of mine. So I,
yeah.
But she said, Tyrone, I just want to let you know
yeah.
that these kids are disrespectful.
Right.
They
wow.
don't want to listen and they don't want to learn. And
wow.
just the way I process things, I'm saying to myself, if you
yeah.
think about that, about
wow.
your student, they
yeah.
don't have a bad chance of surviving. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
when I went into the class, I said, My name is Tyrone Smith. I said, you don't have to call me Mr. Smith. I said, you can call me Tyrone Smith. And I share with him. I said, now, I got some nuggets that I want to share with you. But more importantly, I want to hear what's on your mind. And I'm saying that to say this. Many times, parents, adults have a chance to they talk to kids, but they don't speak to them. You know what I'm saying? They're talking to them on their level of understanding. Well, hey, they've been on a planet much longer than a child. So it's important for us to download to where those kids are and talk to them on their level to bring them up. So I had a chance to, listen to them, and a lot of them were saying, you know, my parents are working, you know, two jobs. They never home. They don't really talk to me. You know, people on the street, they treat me like my family more so than my family, and they just want to be heard. They just want to be heard. So we have to go back to the basics to let them know, you know, teach them the fundamentals of love your Lord God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. You see, when you love yourself, when you learn to love yourself, it doesn't matter what anybody else think about you, because you know what you're capable of doing. You know what I mean? So just, you know, the kids, because they're our future. You know, and then a lot of the things that they're doing, you know, that I see on television with violence. I mean, what are adults doing? What kind of example are grown men and women showing the kids when they see them doing the same thing on television in a negative way? That's no example.
Nope. Nope. Not at all, especially when it's repeated every second of the day on media somehow. You know,
exactly.
So. I think that's the norm.
So
that's
I admire you for having this kind of platform to kind of change the energy dynamics.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, watching Main Street television, I would hate to say a person would be on all kind of medication, you know, in terms of depression, because there's nothing, there's very little positive of anything on TV these days.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I was looking the other day, Brother Tryon, about the number of people on the internet. It's 4.5 billion people on the internet right now, every day on the internet. Okay, there's 7.2 or 8 billion people on the planet. And I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the best show right now for this time with Mr. Tyrone Smith, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about these issues. There's nobody really deep diving into these topics on a regular basis, ladies and gentlemen. They may do it once a month, twice a month, but I'm talking about every week we got to be talking to people like Mr. Smith, ladies and gentlemen, about these important topics as we talk about these areas. But you're so right about our young people, and we love you guys out there. We do love you. That's powerful.
And one other thing, you know, when I was in and just because, see, I didn't really mature until my senior year in college, I mean my senior year in high school.
Yes, sir.
Because, see, I was rebelling because I had moved from Philadelphia. I hated North Carolina. You know, because I miss my friends. I mean, I miss that, you know, style of life.
Yep.
So when I was about to graduate from high school, I, you know, in my senior year, I was kind of in a panic because I'm like, what are you going to do, Tyrone? You don't have the grades to go. You don't have the grades to go to college.
Do I
want to join the military? You know, what are you going to do with your life? So anyway, I had a biology teacher named Gloria Ramsey, and may she forever rest in peace.
She
always would encourage her students to do better in life. So she took us on a bus tour to North Carolina A&T State University. Prior to that, I mean, I lived in Greensboro, but I didn't even know A&T was in the city. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
But when I went over to that HBCU, one thing I said to myself, I'm going to college, whatever it takes. And everybody doesn't need college, but I needed college because I didn't take advantage of opportunities in high school. So I was excited about that. And then I went to my guidance counselor, who was Caucasian.
Yeah.
And I said, I think I'm going to go to college.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, Tyrone.
Mm-hmm.
I would not recommend it. I said, because she said you wouldn't make it. And I said, well, my mother told me I could be anything that I want to be in life. So there was conflict from what she was saying and what my mother, you know, was going to rule.
Yeah.
So do you know, I went through my whole college experience to prove my guidance counselor wrong. So I'm like, well, maybe God used that as a platform, say, you need something to wake you up. So
you
turned that negative into something positive. So again, regardless of what a person says about you, as long as you know about yourself is different, it doesn't matter, which is my whole point.
Oh, I love it, Brother Tyrone. Yes, sir. Well, I've got a similar story too, my friend, because of people like our mom, teachers, all kind of great people that I even talk to today, just thanking. I just thank them. Those are still alive, I thank them just for what they did to get me where I am today, man. So you're absolutely right. And we take our hats off. Matter of fact, let's give them a round of applause. All those that have influenced Brother Tyrone, his family members, and our family, ladies and gentlemen, we thank them right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Yes. Yes. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get out of here. We got about 4 minutes before we go through some other stuff today. Brother Tyrone, man, thank you so much for being with us today, man. Appreciate your time. Let's give Brother Tyrone another round of applause for being with us today on Call Connection. Thank you, Brother Tyrone. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity. Thank
Absolutely. Yeah, you're always welcome, man. You and the network, always. That's what this is all set up for, ladies and gentlemen. This is Power Connections, and our goal is to connect like the W Network does. We just connect powerful people that know what they're doing, that making the difference, or making a change, or influencing the world, ladies and gentlemen, for a better cause. So we're excited about that. Hey, we want to leave you with a few things. One, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Tyrone hit it earlier. Always be learning. Always be learning. Learn everything you can. There's no excuse for not learning. Matter of fact, Brother Tyrone, I believe if you're really excited, you could get your PhD just off YouTube if you just wanted to just do that. So just off YouTube.
Hey, I read an article about a lady. She got her law degree at 81 years of age.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. So,
you're absolutely right, Kevin. You're absolutely right. There's no excuse.
No excuse for learning, okay? Don't be blaming nobody else for your failure, for your lack of doing something, or for racism. Stop worrying about the man and be the man and the woman, if you will. So stop doing all that. Not saying that stuff don't exist, but I can tell you, nobody can stop me from learning something. Nobody can stop me from putting a radio program together where I can invite Mr. Tyrone Smith. Isn't it wonderful, Brother Tyrone, that we're in a country where we can invite anybody we want on our network, man, and grow and have people like yourself pour into us, you know?
You're absolutely right. And if Madam C.J. Walker in the early 1900s could become a multimillionaire
under
dire racism. Circumstances.
Yeah,
right.
Strict racism, yeah. Woo!
Yeah.
Incredible, man.
It should be a cakewalk for us now.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful example, exactly. And also, too, lastly, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to always be networking, ladies and gentlemen. Always be networking. That means engage yourself with other people. Get to know them. You don't have to know all their business, but I'm saying get to know people. Brother Tyrone talked about looking people in the eye, you know, bump fisting them, hitting the elbow or shaking their hand, whatever they let you do, ladies and gentlemen. The goal is to engage in people. And I believe, Brother Tyrone, that's what some of our young people are lacking. They're lacking that interaction. They'd rather go home and text you than to talk to you live, you know. That's amazing how that works sometimes. So we're excited about our young people. And if you need some help, we're here to help you, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you can contact me if you like for 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Hey, Brother Tyrone, if you would, give that contact information out for the W Network for those who want to learn more about the network, my friend.
Yes, sir. Our contact number is 336-410-1896. Our email address is watchfulnetwork@gmail.com. And if you'd like to become a member, it's a free membership organization. Include in your email that you would like to become a member, and we'll send you a free membership application.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Hey, my special guest on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn, Mr. Tyrone Smith, legendary founder and CEO and president of the W Network. Highly recommend you guys be a part of us, ladies and gentlemen, and get things going as well. Hey, Brother Tyrone, I want to leave everybody with something here today. As my good mentor, Dr. Larry Carnes, would say, always remember, ladies and gentlemen, that always, always remember to outlove, outserve, and outforgive each other. And remember that Jesus is Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us today. Share this out on everybody that you know in your platforms, and so they can hear this great man of God here, ladies and gentlemen, talking to us about the W Network and life as well. Hey, Brother Tyrone, I want you to have an awesome rest of the day, my friend. Thank you so much for your time. Can't wait to see you again, man. And remember that you're always welcome back here on Power Connections, my friend. Thank you so much.
And you do the same, and thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you for your time today, sir. Appreciate you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that's Mr. Tyrone Smith, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections, talking about the W Network, ladies and gentlemen, here in Metro Atlanta. And we're looking forward to you being a part of us as well. So take care. Hey, we want you to get have a great day today. We're a little over time, but I want to make sure we had everything we wanted to say today to you. And we're thanking God for another opportunity to be with you today. All right. Hey, this is Kevin Vaughn on Power Connections with my wonderful guest today, Mr. Tyrone Smith. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next time on Power Connections. Bye-bye.